The following is a paid program. KVTA and Gold Coast Broadcasting accept no responsibility for any of the claims made.
1520 KVTA.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we almost missed that little news break there, but I'm so glad that you are tuned in with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And right now we are talking with Dr. Gloria Mealy, and she is a PhD, and she is a business coach. She does consulting and training, and we're talking about reinventing your career in a time of recession right now, where, you know, maybe that you've been in your job forever and yet at the same time you don't have it anymore, or things have changed, or, you know, life changes. So you never know what life's going to throw at you. So Dr. Gloria Mealy, what is it that you find that the biggest career challenges, besides when you said we were talking about aging, you know, that you're not getting as much money as you did before?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the challenges, and then the self-confidence problems that we were talking about. But I think also, and it's again similar to trying to find a new relationship, that you haven't done it in a long time. And so people are rusty and don't know how to network and don't know how to put their accomplishments out in a way that people expect in the 21st century. So using your social networks, using your broad networks. When people are looking for work, they feel embarrassed. If they've lost their jobs, they might feel shameful, and they don't want to tell people. You have to tell everybody. You have to let people know.
Right, because you never know who can help you, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's something that you have to kind of overcome, that fear of, or that shame, that shameful feeling. And people get depressed, and that's another thing that they may have to overcome. Is being depressed from having this transition, and it's definitely something that can happen, and it's a normal part of it can be a normal part of a transition.
So if somebody came to you and either they had just lost their job or they just are not happy anymore. I mean, people do get to that point where they've been doing it for years and years, and as much as they need the money to survive, it's really changed. Their lifestyle is being depressed, mm-hmm. correct? And so what would you tell them?
Well, one thing I would try to explore, if there are ways, if they do have a job that they have had for quite a while, look at the costs and benefits of leaving that job, and if there are ways to work within that situation to make it better for themselves. And that's definitely one of the first things that I would do. And then if that doesn't seem tenable, I would certainly talk to people about building their network, reaching out to their network, developing a plan based on their strengths and their passions and their skills, and to think, well, maybe there are some skills that you need to fill in. So looking at taking different courses, maybe a writing class, which also then could be networking, you know. So
and there is so many networking groups out now. I mean, really, and not a lot of them are expensive to join. So you never know what opportunities. And a lot of it is, you know, I'm definitely come from the entrepreneur, side of it, is how do you reinvent yourself? And you might be somebody who is a patchwork, you know, that does patchworking, that does, you know, gosh, my mom is an amazing dresser. And so I thought, you know, people need to know how to dress. There's so many things that you have as gifts that you have to look kind of outside of the box.
Yeah, definitely. And inside to where your strengths and gifts and talents are.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, even, you know, for somebody who is really talented about, you know, well, there was somebody that I forget who it was that told me this, but they actually had picking up dog poop, okay, at parks. But, you know,
I told you about that.
Did you? Okay, what was that? What was that?
I thought it was a brilliant idea. I don't know the background of the company, but it's a group that developed these little stands that appear in the parks in Camarillo. Pleasant Valley Park District has bought those. And they're set up in the park so that if you forgot to bring a baggie with you, you've got it there.
I mean, brilliant.
It is. It's brilliant.
You know, I mean, the simplest thing can be, you know, dog walking or, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, there's another one right now. We were talking last night that, you know, the teenagers that can't really find jobs, I mean, or as older people, right, or you know, older couples that need to have somebody. There's a lot of parents that need support for their children. Maybe they're just coming out of, you know, they're disturbed or they're coming out of a rehab and they need a companion, you know, and so there's so many different things that you can reinvent yourself. So I think it's a good thing. So what are some of the resources do you recommend if someone is trying to determine their path?
Well, there's a great number of books that I recommend. One of the first ones is called Strengths Finder 2.0. Oh,
that's a great book.
Yeah. I'm not familiar
with that. So tell me about that.
It's published by the Gallup Organization, and it's built on a model of looking at people's strengths. Tens of thousands of people have taken it, so it's very well researched. And you buy the book, you get a code, and you take the test, and it gives you your top five strengths.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. And that's kind of similar to the thing.
Well, I do that as well, but I also do, and we'll talk more about it, the energy assessment.
Correct.
So you find out what energy level you're resonating at, but I'll talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I really do recommend that Strength Finders. And he talks about how we all, you know, we focus on our weaknesses and not on our strengths. You know, you have a kid who is not a great baseball player, and yet the parent wants him to be a baseball player, and the parent has them out there. Instead of finding what this kid, you know, really is talented at, and then really nurturing that talent. So,
yeah.
Right. There's a lot of kids, you know, or a lot of adults now that are successful, and they were, you know, they talked all the time in school, and guess what they do for a living now, you know?
Right.
I wonder who that is.
Yeah, there you go. Well, no, that's not, actually, I was not a talker, which is amazing, you know. But what I'm saying is, you know, you have to go with whatever their strengths are. Mm-hmm. So
I love that book. That's terrific. And you could just do that all online. You don't even have to get the book. The online resources are there.
Repeat the name of that book again. We just had a text.
Yeah, it's Strengths Finder 2.0.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And then there's an old classic that gets revised every year or two. What Color Is Your Parachute?
Mm, great book.
That's another great one that's very focused specifically on career. And then there are a number of personality assessments. And as a psychologist, that's something that I do. And I use the Myers-Briggs type inventory. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? Thinking, feeling, judging, perceiving. And so when you know more about your personality, then you can figure out better what kind of a match is a good match for you in a career. And then to use that in a team is very powerful. Same with the Strengths Finder, any of these. When you know the characteristics of the people you're working with, you can work much better.
So you've already obviously taken that. What are your strengths just for yourself?
I am empathic.
Okay.
I'm a communicator. I'm a developer. So one of my strengths is bringing out the best in other people.
Right.
I'm analytical, and I have woo as one of my strengths. Do you know what woo is?
No, I don't. What is woo?
Woo is winning others over.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and there are books written about woo. Woohoo. But yeah, woo.
Ellen, have you taken the test?
We took it in mediation courses.
Oh, okay. Yes. And so what are your strengths?
Well, I'm definitely a feeling person, which is why mediation is a better fit than litigation. And I think analytical and feeling, which is an odd mix.
That's interesting. All right. I'll have to take my test. I think that's a great thing. So people should take that test to start off to really have a really good feel of where they're going with what they know how to do and what's really their strengths, correct?
Yes. Yes. And again, I think that self-awareness is really key in anything that you want to do. You really have to know about yourself.
Well, one of the things that comes up is you'll hear people say, you know, I really should be doing this. But the truth is, when you're a worker and you're not a leader, then you know that it's okay that you're a worker. and you're not a leader. I mean, I'm a communicator, so I'm out there. I'm always talking. People come to me. They confide in me. That's what I've always been. But not everybody's the same. And so it's like, it's really saying, this is what I'm good at, and I'm okay with being this. I'm not trying to be. So you can be the worker bee and be happy being the worker bee. And or being the leader and being happy being the leader and not feel like you have to be everything. We want to be everything to everybody.
Right. Is there a lot of people that want to do that?
Absolutely. We do. We want to be all things to all people. And we put those high expectations on ourselves, and there's no way we can meet them.
Yeah,
No way.
I definitely agree. I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday at 2 o'clock on 1520 KVTA. I'm so glad that you are here, and we're talking about enhancing our lives, adding value every day in every way. And right now, we're talking about reinventing your career. And so, you know, if there's somebody out there that has a question, give us a call. We've got Tom Spence on our board at 805-289-1520. I know it's a time where there's a lot of people that, you know, have you ever been to like a job fair? Now, you know, I mean, I've never been to one because I've always known kind of what I, that's not been my, you know, something that I was searching for. There's other things that I'm searching for. But when somebody goes to a job fair, I mean, how do you know where to go and what to do?
Well, just like when you're looking for any job, you need to do your research first. To go cold into one of those job fairs can be very overwhelming. There's 30, 40, 50 employers, and it's like throwing spaghetti at the wall.
Oh.
And so it's really useful to do your research, find out what companies are going to be there, look into those companies, and think about how your skills can meet the needs of that company. And that's how to position yourself when you go to speak to
Gloria,
people.
Gloria, I love how you put that, because you, I think that really just nails it right there, is you have to know what you're going to bring to the table, correct?
Yes.
I mean, you know, they can, and if they stump you right there and said, you know, what can you do for me? You better know right there.
Well, it takes me to the level five, which I talk about, which is a win-win. And where it's you both winning, you're both getting something out of it. But knowing what a good fit is. Finding that right fit. And it kind of reminds me of, and I talk about energy and, you know, attracting what it is that you want. When there have been times in my life when I've thought that I needed to do something, but I didn't really want to do it. And so I was telling the universe to bring it to me, but not really attracting it. And I'll say to people, you're giving the universe a mixed message. So you really are not going to attract. So you know, you'll have a parent going, go out there and apply for this job. But the person really doesn't want the job.
So true.
And so it's aligning your energy with the fit and your strengths.
There you go. You know? And we're going to talk more about that, too. So now what if a person is more of an entrepreneur and they want to own their business, but they've never done that before? What would you tell them to do?
Well, there's a lot of resources out there for people who want to learn about being a business owner. That's one of the primary things I do in my business, is help people figure that process out, how to write a business plan, how to get funding, what the steps are that they need. I also teach for Women's Economic Ventures, which is a nonprofit in the county that teaches self-employment training. So that's great. If you like sit down, 14-week classroom training, that's perfect. Their SCORE, of course.
SCORE is great,
which
too.
Which is great, yeah. They have great resources. And the Economic Development Council of Ventura County also has consultants, and that's in Camarillo. Those are free services that you can take advantage of to learn more about being an entrepreneur.
And it really is you have to be self-taught too. I mean, you really need to invest in yourself. You really do. You have to get out there and learn those things. There's so many great things. We have Samantha on right now that has a question. And welcome, Samantha.
Yes, hello. Thank you. I just had a question in regards to one of the books that I caught that you said Strength Finder 2.0. But what was the name of the other book? There was a couple of other books.
Oh, sure. What Color is Your Parachute?
And okay. Samantha, are you currently working?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, great. So, but you want to strengthen what you already know, correct?
I think so. I would like to find passion as far as what I do. So I'd be very interested to find out what I'm actually more so suited for.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Another great book is The Artist's Way.
Oh, yes.
And it kind of takes you through a process of finding out what you love and what you do, which is what I do too, and I'll take you through that. But The Artist's Way is a good book to take a look at.
Wow. And do you have any questions for all my my guests here?
No, I actually, it was just the question about the book, that was really about it.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate that.
Okay, thank you so
and
much.
Thank you for listening.
Alrighty.
All right. So, so now, what about starting your own business?
Well, I think you have to know if you're the entrepreneurial type. You are. You said you are.
I am, yes.
I am. I've been working for myself since I was 13, teaching piano lessons, and then I was a private tutor. I always worked for myself. Not everybody's like that.
No, not everybody is like that. You have to, it's definitely, you know, my dad always told me it's lonely at the top, right? Because you're not leading anybody else. They're leading, you know, you're leading them. So you make these decisions.
Yeah, and you have to know if that's something you're up for.
Definitely.
Because not everybody is up for it. So are you pretty independent in your work? Do you want to do new things? Do you have a bunch of ideas that you really want to implement? Are you comfortable being that leader and working on your own? Mm-hmm. Although entrepreneurs need to have a support system. They can't do it on their own.
And you know what? I think we all need support system.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, that's what it's all about is in any business, if you're in a company, you should have a support system. If you're on your own, you should have a support system in the people that surround you, that support what you do.
And collaborating.
Yes.
I think that's the difference. I think that's where we've really grown, is that we're collaborating, and it's not about my piece of the pie. It's our pie, and we can all share it. There's enough for everybody.
Right. And you know what I always say, many hands make little work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all bring something to the table, and I just think it's so important.
I love it. When I started to do collaborative law divorce, suddenly I was working hand in hand with the other lawyer, mm-hmm. and then we started bringing in other people from other fields, therapist, financial specialist, career counselors.
And everybody has a piece.
Right.
Yeah.
And now putting together this program, the Reinventing Your Life After 50, we've got professionals that are working so well together. It's amazing. I read off one of our action lists from one of our meetings to a friend of mine, and she said, "My goodness, isn't anybody else doing anything?" And then I read what the other people were doing. Everybody was doing like a dozen things between these meetings, and they were always accomplishing them. It was just great.
Well, that's great.
That's very powerful.
All right. Well, Dr. Gloria Mealy, what about retirement? Is it the same today as it was 20 years ago?
No.
Yeah,
that's my answer.
Yeah, no. And why?
Well, like we were talking about before, people don't have those 40-year jobs that they retire and get their pension and go golf and travel and sit in a recliner. They just don't do that anymore. And I think most people are looking to, what am I going to do with the rest of my long life, even when they do retire? So now
we're
what?
Living longer,
yeah.
First of all, right? I mean, things have changed.
And that was another reason why we put this together for people over 50 or over 60, because it's not over.
It's just beginning.
It's just beginning.
I love that.
And so how do you take that perspective and how do you take action on that?
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot. We're going to take a really quick break. But before we do, I want you to give out your information and where they find you.
Sure. My website is optimaldevelopmentcoaching.com. And you could also find me on Facebook by looking up the same, Optimal Development Coaching. And then to register for our course and find out more about it, it's Reinventing Your Life After 50, the number 50, .eventbrite.com.
All right. And I do want to read something. My dad sent me this today. And really, this just kind of sums it up. Winners versus losers. And the winner is always a part of the answer. The loser is always a part of the problem. The winner always has a program, and the loser always has an excuse. The winner says, let me do it for you. And the loser says, that's not my job. The winner sees an answer for every problem, and the loser sees a problem in every answer. The winner sees a green near every sand trap, and the loser sees two or three sand traps near every green. And the winner says it may be difficult, but it's possible. And the loser says it may be possible, but it's too difficult. So I when we're talking about business and we're talking about jobs, be a winner. You know, really take that extra step to do 100% and a little bit more, because that's what it's all about. I mean, really, you know, I mean, you want the best part of your life. It's work. And so I definitely want to talk about that. I do have a $30 gift certificate to BJ's in Oxnard. And I'd love to give that away to caller number 5 at 805-289-1520. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Sharon Savidson. And we're going to talk about transformation, life coach,
and how to be a winner in life.
There you go. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Again, the phone number here is 805-289-1520.
Weekend Datebook for September 29th and 30th, brought to you by The Kim Pagano Show on KVTA. I'm Jocelyn Rohrbach. Today, the first annual Banana Port Festival takes place in Port Hueneme. Today, the Newberry Park Library presents their used book sale. The 6th annual Classic Car Show and Brew Fest takes place today at the Camarillo Ranch. Tomorrow in Oxnard, the Gull Wings Children's Museum presents an opening reception family event for its latest exhibit, Bird on the Roof. Tomorrow, the Goleta Depot presents the 30th annual Depot Day celebration. And all weekend long, the Ventura County Pet Expo is happening at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. For more info about any of these events and even more happening this weekend in Ventura County, visit us online at Ventura101.com or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Ventura101. I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I know we had another winner. It was Pam, right?
Pam was the winner this time around for BJ's.
There you go, and you know, it's so fun to see some of my old listeners from the morning show. I just want to remind, there's been a couple times that people have like, oh my God, I didn't know where you went. So if anybody is just recognizing my voice, I was on the morning show from 9 to 10, or 8 to 9 every morning on 1400 KKZZ, and now my new time is Saturdays at 2 o'clock, 2 to 4 on 1520 KVT. So I want to welcome Sharon to our next conversation here. And Sharon is a transformational and life coach. She is a hypnotherapist and a NLP master practitioner. And you also do Reiki. Is that how you say
Reiki
it?
Reiki master. Yeah, Reiki. It's energy healing.
Right. And so Tell us a little bit about transformation and your life coach and how you help people.
Okay, Kim. So we've heard some amazing things from everybody. And really what it is how do you empower your life? How do you move forward? So I'm all about moving forward. How do you take the big steps or the baby steps to get to where you're going? Now, you know, not everybody knows where they're going. And if you ask the majority of people, they'll say to you, I don't know what I want. They'll tell you what isn't working in their life. They'll tell you what they don't want and all the bad things about their lives.
And you're absolutely right, because when I look at things, I'm like, okay, I mean, even when I go clothes shopping, I'll be like, I know what I don't want, but I can't find what I do want. And you're saying that really that's, I'm putting the wrong energy out there, correct?
When I say to you, who do you want to look like if you don't know what you want? But let me take you through the steps and we'll take it from there, because this really is, I take my clients through a 7-step process. And sometimes it takes 7 weeks, sometimes it takes much longer. It just depends on, you know, where they're at and what it is that they need. How do you empower your life? The 7 steps. So evaluate, where are you in your life? Which are the areas in your life that you need to work on? So that pie that's broken up into the different sections, spirituality, family, money, health, friends, relationship. You evaluate each section and decide which one you want to work on first, or if you want to work on all of them. Some of them may not need working on. So you have a look at it and you decide what it is that you want to work on. Which of the areas aren't working, which are? What are your values? Okay, the values are really important, because when you know what your values are, and it's not something that you have to decide straight away, you know, these are my values. Everything's a work in progress. You can evaluate, reevaluate, you know, what are your values? You assess your values, okay? Who are you? What are you attracting into your life? Because what you're thinking is what you're attracting, okay? So going back to the winners and the losers attract more of the same, and the winners attract more of the same. So then moving forward, okay, what do you want? I don't know. Well, you have to identify what it is that you want, because how can you get there? I want to go on a vacation. Where do you want to go? Well, you know, if you don't know where you're going on vacation, you can go down the road. Is that your vacation? You have to decide what it is that you want. Set your goals. Now, you don't have to know everything right this minute. You can build the picture. So, which takes me to the third thing, which is paint the picture, or produce the movie. That vision board. You hear people talk about the law of attraction. If you don't have the picture, how are you going to attract that into your life?
You know, I never realized that you hear about vision boards all over, right? And you don't realize, you think it's just another exercise that you could do. But once it's concreted in your brain and you really see it, you're going to attain it. I mean, it's really, have you ever done a vision board?
Oh my goodness. I did a vision board and then I put it away, you know, and I took it out maybe 5 years later and I looked at it, and there were people on it, pictures that I had picked out of a magazine that I had then met later.
Really?
It was the exact
you just
picture.
Give me chills.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Down to people saying they looked at the picture and it was the house that they had put in the picture.
I have a client that happened to, that we did vision boards, and she put this house on her vision board and she found that house, and they are in the middle of a move. As a result, and it came from that exercise. It's
so
amazing.
Again, be careful what you wish for,
exactly.
Right? I mean, it
exactly.
Really is.
Right.
You know, I just want to remind everybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking about transformation. We're talking about reinventing your life and really picturing what you want in it so that you can live to the fullest potential. We're talking right now with Sharon Savidson. And, you know, we're talking about the 7 steps, 7 process, right?
So the 7 steps to empower your life.
Correct.
So number 4 is overcoming the obstacles. Now, going back to when you positive think something, why don't you get it? Well, there are 4 internal obstacles that stop you from achieving what it is that you want. And we'll go into that a little bit later. But those are overcoming the obstacles that prevent you from achieving what it is that you want. And the next one is well-being. So what are you doing in order to eliminate or lessen the stress in your life? What are you doing to nurture yourself?
To fill your
how
cup.
How are you taking to fill your cup? And, you know, how are you taking care of yourself?
So, okay, we're asking everybody out there, correct, right? Let's just kind of talk in here as between ourselves. What and when you say that, are we meditating? Are
well,
we walking?
Meditation.
Are
well,
we, right?
Well, you know, I mean, part of it is what do you enjoy doing? First of all, meditation is something that I'm a huge advocate for because I talk about tapping into your higher power. And this is the way that you really access your inner guru or God, whatever you want to call that higher power that helps you to find out what you really want to do.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I heard it actually put like this before is we pray and then when we meditate, we listen to what our prayers are being answered. And I thought, oh, my gosh, really,
well, that's
that makes
exactly it.
So much sense. So I
and
love
there
that.
Are different ways of meditating, which we were speaking about earlier, is, you know, not everyone can sit in silence. So I do get guided meditations. I have a, if you sign up for my newsletter, you go onto my website, I give away a 4-minute, it's just a relaxation technique. It's breathing and relaxing. And I want to tell you, it has huge, huge benefits. I hear my clients, if they do it once a day, or hopefully they'll do it twice a day, you know, that's really optimal, twice or more times a day, you feel the benefits and the rewards of just spending 4 minutes a day doing that.
And what it does for you really is kind of quiet your mind down, right? And a lot of us, I mean, I'm the first one to say that it's hard for me to meditate. Is it called monkey brain?
The monkey mind.
Monkey mind. You know, where your brain's going all over the place. So if that's somebody out there that, you know, that's what happens to you, there's a lot of steps that you can take. You can start walking down steps. You can have a clock that, you know, you hear in your mind kind of ticking to so that you can, you know, take that time to put
find
aside.
Find a piece of music that calms you. And then you anchor it. And if you keep practicing the anchor, eventually you don't even need to use the anchor or even hear the music. You can just think about the piece of music and your body will calm itself.
Sharon, how long should you meditate?
You can meditate for a minute.
Oh, only a minute? And that
you
would
know,
be
it, you can meditate for as long as you have to meditate and whatever feels good to you. It's like people who say to me, I can't exercise because I don't have an hour. Exercise for 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day.
Anything is better than nothing.
Is better than nothing.
Correct.
I can't diet because I can't, I don't have, you know, the willpower. Well, then take away, drink half the soda, have half the cookie. Anything's better than nothing. So even if you're doing it or accessing that meditative feeling for a minute, you're getting the benefit. 15 seconds, you're getting the benefit.
And, you know, even when you're at work or, you know, you're pulling up to an appointment, get there a couple minutes early and just sit in your car and clear your mind and then start your day. So, yeah.
Okay, so moving on to step number 6, emotional intelligence. And this brings me to the assessment. Now, it's not a personality assessment. There is no other assessment. Is a personality assessment where it tells you what your personality traits are. This is an energy assessment. So it tells you what your default tendency is. So there's 7 levels of energy. And when you have a stressor, what is your default tendency? Do you go to being a victim? Do you move towards anger? And it's a really fabulous assessment because it tells you where you need to move forward and, you know, what you need to work on. So what is the emotional intelligence? It's being aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your actions, what you choose to do with those thoughts, how you respond, how you react. Are you at cause or effect? Are you reactive or do you decide how you're going to behave? And then seeing what the effect of your actions are on everybody else. Go ahead.
So, I love that you're talking about emotional intelligence because that's another topic that is so powerful.
Yeah.
And in the workplace, 80% of a leader's success can be attributed to their emotional intelligence.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we started talking just off the radio was about the anabolic and the catabolic leader. And a leader doesn't have to be somebody that is in the workplace. It can be how you lead yourself and how you lead your children. Catabolic is that negative leader who says, you didn't do this properly, or you need to do this better. And an anabolic leader would turn around and say, what are your strengths? How can we use what your strengths and your talents are and work that to our advantage? Who can we collaborate with that we're at the same level of energy with?
That's
and so that's emotional intelligence, seeing how you can move forward, not being stuck in the problem, but working towards that solution.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and so many of us, you know, there are so many personalities when you're working together in jobs, in business, going grocery shopping, you deal with the checker. I mean, just every day. And it is really the outcome of how you handle your day and how you handle each opportunity, as I put it, that comes up for you.
Well, Kim, you know, I mean, even going back to the divorce, okay, and talking about you're the only person that you can control. You cannot control anybody else. And the way that people behave is because of their own internal feelings, emotions, how they feel about themselves, their past history. Everybody brings that to the present in any given situation. So when you even look at the divorce situation and you say, okay, what can I do? How do I show up? It doesn't matter how you show up, because whatever you do and whatever you say defines you, whatever I do and whatever I say defines me. Then you take responsibility for yourself, and then you know that whatever anyone else is saying or how they're behaving really has nothing to do with you.
And even in a couple situation, you agree with that?
Even in a couple situation.
Right.
Because the truth is, we all have a choice. I mean, you have a choice whether, you know, I say to people, what do you want out of this relationship? I want an amazing, you know, soulmate situation. Okay, what are you doing in order to accomplish that? What are the steps that you're taking? But he doesn't do this and this. Well, is he capable of doing it? Are you expecting somebody that's not capable of showing up in that way to show up? You know, you're going to an elephant for milk. I'm right. Sorry, I stole that from Dr. Laura, but I do love that saying.
I like it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Expectations
again. So, you know.
Expectations.
Yeah, again. Definitely. We all have those expectations. And really, we need to have them with ourselves.
And we have a choice. You can stay. You can leave. Going back to couples feel like they can't leave the marriage because of financial issues. Well, what do you want from your life? You can do whatever it is that you want to do. You have a choice. Do you want to stay? Do you want to go? You know, are you choosing to be a victim? Or are you choosing to reinvent yourself and to remake your life and decide, you know, the world is your oyster? You know, reach for the stars.
And really, that is how we should all live. I mean, we are so gifted every single day that we wake up. And that, what are we going to do with our life? We are the producers of it. And so many of us are shorthanded because of ourselves.
And so I keep stressing this every week. I keep talking about set your intention. What do you want? If you did nothing else, do the vision board. Take pictures. And if you don't know what you want, flip through magazines and just see what feels good to you. What resonates with you? What makes you happy?
Sharon, what does it mean to say to set your intentions?
So you can wake up in the morning and let's say your mornings are chaotic with your children. You can have a thought that says, oh, I have to deal with my children in the morning and it's going to be chaotic. Or you can turn around and say, this is going to be a great day. Let me play out the day in my mind, almost as though you're at the end of the day and you're looking back and going, I had a great day.
So visualizing ahead of your day.
It's writing down how you want it to be or putting it into the universe. Because remember, we attract exactly what we put out there. If you walk around going, I'm clumsy, the objects will walk in front of you. I mean, they will place themselves in front of you because
right.
The universe will support whatever you think you're right.
And not only that, if you have always been, you know, an overachiever, right? And then so you have a bad day. The overachiever says, I'm never doing that again. How do I get back up? Correct? The underachiever says, oh, it happened again. I'm no good. Instead, and so guess what? That's how you continue to show up every single day.
Can we talk about the bad day?
Yes.
Because let's talk about judgment, okay, and how we judge things as good or bad, right or wrong, versus, what can I learn from that? How can I do it differently? And going back to beating yourself up, I didn't do this properly, or I didn't do it well enough, or I'm not good at this. How can we look at it in a way of saying, all right, so I wasn't happy about the outcome of that, so how can I do it differently next time? It's being the observer and then taking that information and using it to advance yourself versus just sitting in the place where you're beating yourself over the head the whole time.
Right. Now, go ahead. Did you have something?
Oh, I'm a line dancer, and when somebody makes a mistake on the floor, a lot of times the rest of the people, get impacted by that. So we have a saying. We say there are no mistakes. There's only variations.
I love that.
There you go. I like it too. What are the obstacles that people need to work through?
So sometimes there are external obstacles, and those are circumstantial. And then the four internal obstacles are the limiting beliefs. So, things that our parents placed on us, whatever it is, whether it's about money or whether it's about women, they're beliefs that other people's beliefs. Then the assumptions that, and as you were saying, because it happened before, it's going to happen again. I failed before, I'm going to fail again. And that does not necessarily have to be true. The interpretation is the story we tell ourselves. So, you can have a situation, three people looking at the situation, and we all interpret it differently.
Correct.
Depending on, our known factors and where we've come from. And then the one that is the deepest, and that we all have this, which is the gremlin. And that's the inner critic, that voice that tells you you're not good enough. It's not based on anything else, just our feeling of, you're not good enough, you can't do this, whatever that is. And so I do the gremlin work to transform the gremlin, to actually have either to tell the gremlin to go away or to actually have the gremlin be your cheerleader.
I think we all, any of you listening right now, if you're saying, what is that gremlin? We all have it. We all wake up with the best of intentions, and then all of a sudden, we can't find the right outfit, or our hair doesn't go right, or we just look in the mirror and we think, oh, can I really do this? That's what, that's that negative voice,
and
correct?
And it comes back to emotional intelligence. When you're aware of what's coming up for you and you're able to say, this is all that it is, and then work with it from there, then you look at life differently.
You can turn it around.
You can turn it around, absolutely.
Around, right?
And then the step seven is just to realize all of this, to rework it and to know that you have your vision and you start to live and realize your dream.
Wow. And now, do you have to do your seven steps every single day?
No, not at all.
No.
You work on whatever it is, but there are certain things that I do have people do.
And what are they?
One of them is have gratitude. No matter what, the fact that you wake up in the morning, you have gratitude for that, because gratitude sends off a certain level of energy and you attract more of that level of energy. Even if it's one thing that you can think of, thank you that I'm alive, thank you for my house, whatever it is, to have gratitude. Keep a gratitude journal. The second thing is to do the meditation, is to do that centering, to just quiet your mind for a few seconds, few minutes, and access that higher power, because you will see a huge difference in your life.
There you go. I love it. How do they find you?
So sign up for my newsletter and to hear about upcoming webinars and teleseminars. Also, you'll get the 4-minute relaxation technique at my website, which is SharonSavitson.com. And Savitson is spelled SAEVITZON.
Okay. And I know you wanted to give away one right now,
I will give away one coaching session.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to take caller number 3 at 805-289-1520. That is one
coaching session
for 1 hour.
1 hour coaching session.
There you
session.
Go. And you can do it over the phone,
you can do it
correct?
Over the phone, or, yeah. Skype.
Yeah, there's so many ways. If you, wherever you live, again, 805-289-1520. We'll take a caller number three, did I say? Right now. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832. You know, it's becoming more and more difficult to find a show that relates to you and what's going on in your life. But we've got it for you right here on AM 1520 KVTA every Saturday at 2 p.m. on The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about health. She talks about business, beauty, fashion, pop culture. Oh, and don't forget, she includes parenting and relationships. It's real life radio for, get that, your real life. Join Kim Pagano every Saturday for interesting guests that include everyone from doctors and experts to entertainers and even locals. It's your life on the radio because Kim's just like you. She's a mom, she's a hair therapist, and a busy career woman. Start your weekend off in a positive way and do yourself a favor. Be here 2 p.m. every Saturday for your weekly dose of Kim and your weekly dose of your life on the radio for The Kim Pagano Show, only here on AM 1520 KVTA. This is your Ventura101.com weekend datebook for September 29th and 30th, brought to you by The Kim Pagano Show on KVTA. I'm Jocelyn Rohrbach. Today, the first annual Banana Port Festival takes place in Port Hueneme. Today, the Newberry Park Library presents their used book sale. The sixth annual Classic Car Show and Brew Fest takes place today at the Camarillo Ranch. Tomorrow in Oxnard, the Gull Wings Children's Museum presents an opening reception family event for its latest exhibit, Bird on the Roof. Tomorrow, the Goleta Depot presents the 30th annual Depot Day celebration. And all weekend long, the Ventura County Pet Expo is happening at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. For more info about any of these events and even more happening this weekend in Ventura County, visit us online at Ventura101.com or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Ventura101.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And gosh, I promised you a little bit of look good, feel good, do good. You know, I am a hair therapist, and I rarely ever talk about it, but I really would love to meet my listeners out there. And today we've had such amazing guests here, and so I did want to end the show with a little bit of, since we are talking about investing in ourselves, and I would love to share some of the secrets that I have used as a hair therapist to help you out there get your best haircut, whether you're sitting in my chair or not. And I do welcome you to come visit me in Westlake. But, you know, so many of us, unless you've had a really good haircut, know that it's nervous. You don't know what you're getting, and you have to kind of walk in knowing some of the things about yourself, kind of like we just talked about as far as a job, as far as knowing who you are. And so I would love to help you kind of talk about a little bit about who you are, that when you walk in, that you can kind of direct them in what you need. So one of the biggest things is really talking about what your lifestyle is and how much upkeep are you willing to do on your hair. Are you really casual during your day? Are you an office executive? Are you busy? Are you sporty? Are you just a mom and you want something really quick, but then maybe look great at night? Those are all the questions that you want to ask yourself, because those are so many times overlooked. The next thing that we need to look at is our facial shape. So many of us, you know, and I do this test. I have hair therapy classes that I do for big groups. And so I would love to come and talk to anybody that's interested. And you can give me a call at 805-419-0008. I do want to give out that number. And also, if you want to be a part of my show, that is the same number. But it's so important to know what your facial shape is. And so, is it round? Is it heart? Is it oval? I mean, there's just so many things that you need to look at. And a lot of times you could do this with a buddy system where you can look at, they're all looking in the studio here. Yeah, what kind of shape is it? Because your best haircut is the haircut that is right for your shape and the right length. So it kind of frames you like almost like a picture. You know, you can have it where it's too long and it will kind of drag you down. And that, you know, as we get older and even as we're younger, you want something that gives you a lift. We all need a lift in our life, right? And so that's something that's really important. The other thing is that you need to know the type of hair that you have. Is it, are you really fine hair? Like Gloria hair has really curly hair, right? So you have curly hair, you can have thick hair, you can have fine hair. I mean, you have to know your type of hair, because somebody can go in and give you the wrong cut for your type. So that's a big thing that you want to know. Also, you want to know your coloring. You want to know what the right color is for your skin tone. So you want to know your skin tone, and you want to know your eye colors. So what's going to make your color pop for you? And so a lot of those things are so important to get the best haircut color. Right now, I'm kind of a colorized hair therapist. And so as when somebody comes in to me, I look at them, and I love blondes, and I love all colors. And color is really something that I love to use, because it really can enhance your eyes, your look, your clothes, your makeup. There's so many things. You can have a really dull color that will just not bring out the best in you. So, and then you kind of, you know, it's that whole put together look. So it's really important to know what color it works for you. So, and there's a lot of things that you can do where you can kind of lay some colors on your hair, you know, your friend's color, and you can see if it pops your eyes, that kind of thing. So that's another thing. Do you guys have any questions just in the studio here? And again, out there, if you have any questions, and you can give me a call here at 805-289-1520. And you don't want to be afraid to ask your stylist what's new and exciting, because there's really a couple basic looks that really always you kind of go back to.
But going back to when you did my hair and I had been blonde for so long, and you made, you know, you took me back to closer back to my natural color, and it made such a huge difference.
Right, definitely. And I mean, it looks so natural. You want to, I mean, we are given, you know, curly hair or straight hair. Why not make the best of it? So many of us are looking for other, you know, something else, when we can look at what we already have and make the best of it. Did you have a question?
I just wanted to say I have, I think I have combination hair, because parts of it are curly and wavy and parts of it are completely straight.
And that comes from color. It comes from, right? I mean, those are all things that happen to our hair that starts to where we, you know, we are a little straighter on top, but then we've got the curly on the bottom. And that's where you want to be able to have somebody that helps you know that you blow out your top, you give it a little bit of fullness. It's all in the cut. And once you've had an amazing cut, you can actually have, I mean, it's just easy. It will just fall into place. Gloria, you have really curly hair. Again, I'm going to take you back to that. But have you ever had somebody said, oh, you should blow it all out, and it doesn't work?
I have a picture of me with my hair blown out, and it's just ridiculous. It just doesn't look like me.
Correct.
It's not me.
It's not you.
Not at all.
And so many people, it's great when you leave the salon and they give you a look, but then are you going to be able to take care of it when you go home?
Well, I think that's it. You know, I have a lot of hair. And I remember, you know, I was about 13, a hairdresser turning around and saying, you know, until she learns to take care of her hair isn't going to look good, because it's curly and it's thick and that's what it is. You know, just learning ways to manage your hair so that you look, I mean, you know, as women, men, yes, but more women, you know, our hair.
But, yeah, but men too. I mean, if you don't take your sideburns short enough,
you can
enhance your right. looks, your eyes. You know, I just wanted to give you a tidbit of what I do because I love it. And that's really when you sit in my chair, I kind of go through your whole lifestyle of really what's your best look so that when you wake up in the morning, you feel like $100 or more, you know, you feel your best. And so again, like I said, that's why I call it look good, feel good, do good. And I do want to give out the phone number again that you can call me if you're interested in getting your hair done at 805-419-0008. And again, 805-491-0008. I am so glad that you've been a part of our 2 hours here. We're on every Saturday at 2 o'clock, and we always bring you different things. You never know what we're going to talk about, and so I definitely urge you to become a fan on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. And again, if you missed any part of this show, you can listen on kimpaganoshow.com. I want to kind of retrack really quick. Ellen, where do we find you for mediation? And is it collation, right?
Collaborative law.
Collaborative law.
And mediation, excuse me. The phone number is 482-9340.
Okay. And Gloria, where do we find you?
Best place to find me is on Facebook.
Okay.
Optimal Development Coaching, or sign up for my newsletter on my website.
Okay, perfect. And Sharon, where do we find you?
So my telephone number is 818-744-5859, or my email is sharon@sharonsavidson@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, again, you know, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is judging a person does not define who they are, it defines who you are. And I hope that you've enjoyed this show. I thank you again for being a part of our show. And if you need to get in touch with me or you want to talk to me about any of my guests, 805-419-0008. You have an amazing rest of your weekend, and I look forward to talking to you next week. You have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm your host, Kim.